Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net with my report of the June 2006 U.S. employment situation. From the household survey, the unemployment rate was unchanged and remained at 4.6%, the lowest it has been since July 2001. The total labor force in June grew by 330,000 to 150 million. The number of employed persons rose by 387,000 to 143 million. There were 58,000 fewer unemployed persons, which now stands at 7 million. And the number of persons not in the workforce declined by 87,000. From the Survey of Businesses, often referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, job growth was weak at 121,000, less than the consensus estimates. The goods-producing sector grew with 15,000 jobs, which was a bit of a surprise considering where those new jobs were located. Manufacturing added 15,000 jobs, while construction lost 4,000 jobs. Natural resources and mining made up construction's loss with a 4,000 job gain. Activity in the services-providing sector was mixed with only 106,000 new jobs. Seems that some workers were returned to the labor market by the retail trade sector that lost 7,000 jobs in June, while professional and business services was able to add 25,000 jobs. Education and health services expanded with 26,000 new jobs. Leisure and hospitality, no doubt helped by the start of the vacation season, was up 16,000 more jobs, while government added 31,000 more jobs, with gains at the local, state and local government level, more than making up the deficit of 1,000 at the federal level. For those of you in the staffing sector, temporary help services employment experienced a 7,900 job loss in June to 2,592,000, that is seasonally adjusted. For June, temporary help was down 0.3% from the previous month and up 3.2% from June 2005. But temporary help services employment maintained its market share of overall jobs in June with 1.92%. Its recent high was 1.96% in December 2005, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary help services industry. I labeled the previous two job reports as weak and have to repeat that characterization for June for jobs, although employment seems to be holding its own. Also, with wages up 3.9% in the past year, you will continue to hear more talk of inflationary pressures that may be limiting job growth. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. A video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.